From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Listen, I have a confession to make. I don't know what I'm doing. That's right, I have no real skills, and the only reason they let me do this job is because I also double as newscaster Korva Coleman. It's true. Listen, here I'll do Korva.
Hello, from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman.
See, it's me. So what I like to do sometimes is consult with real experts and get their expertise, see what that's like. This week we're going to replay some recent interviews we did with very accomplished people, see what wisdom we can glean the second time around.
And we're going to start with somebody who makes a living playing incompetent people, but actually has a secret superpower. We talked with actor Ed Helms in June of 2009, and Peter began by asking him about his mad skills on the banjo.
Let's go right to the stuff people most want to hear. You do, in fact, play the banjo.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been wrestling with it my entire life.
Are you trying to wrestle it into submission, or...?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that sort of increases your social isolation.
Yeah.
Do you ever think of joining a reading club?
Well, like most banjo players, I can't read.
There you are.
Well, that's perfect.
Aren't most banjo players, don't they pick up the instrument as the result of a prank played on them by other musicians? It's sort of like the musical equivalent of a snipe hunt. It's like, oh, here, play this thing. That'll sound good.
Or I suspect someone might take up the banjo if they just were really angry at their spouse.
There you are. So in Hangover, you're missing a tooth. And,
yes.
And it turns out, we were fascinated to discover this, that this isn't special effects. You actually don't have a tooth.
That is true.
A single tooth? You don't have a single tooth?
Well, when I was, I don't have any teeth. Again, I go, that's because I'm a banjo player. When you pick up the banjo, you have to hand in your teeth.
Exactly.
I was born without a right lateral incisor.
No.
Yeah. So I had a baby tooth, but the adult tooth never came in. So when I was a teenager, I got an implant, and which I had for 20 years. And then for some reason, I just mentioned that I happened to have an implant. And
come
then,
on, you tell everyone this story.
So what's amazing is you were just ready to, as you say, the role was written, he's missing a tooth, it's a plot point, and you were ready to go. Do you have any other natural deformities that will be useful to you in future roles? Is it that you have a peg leg and someday there'll be a pirate script that will show up on your desk?
Well, I do. It's weird. I do have my left hand is a machine gun. So I'm hoping that some script will...
And of course, back in elementary school, the kids used to mock you once. And now look, I wanted to get back a little bit to the roles you're most well known for. It's The Daily Show and now in The Office. Is there a way that you can describe the character that you've played? Is it the same guy? Is it a consistent
thing?
Yes,
I tried to inject a certain sort of stupid earnestness into my work.
I've built my career on that as well. Yeah.
Well, you sort of continue this in The Office. Isn't your character in the Office, like everybody else in that show, a lot less smart than he thinks he is?
Yes, exactly. My character on The Office, Andy Bernard, doesn't have a poker face. He's totally transparent, but he thinks he's stealthy.
Right. Is there any kind of research that you need to do or life experience that you can bring to play people who are dumber than you are?
Well, I guess I appreciate the assumption that I'm smarter than these characters.
Yeah.
No, you know, those, especially Andy Bernard, he's a guy that I ultimately sort of feel sorry for, which is how I find a lot of affection for him as an actor.
There's sort of pity going on.
Yeah.
One of the things we've noticed about The Office, we've heard about it, is, you know, the way it's done as a faux documentary, meaning that the idea is that the camera can go anywhere. So you guys are often on set pretending to work in this office while they're shooting scenes around you, right? Isn't that how it works?
You're always popping in on the background. Absolutely.
And have you? I mean, we've learned, for example, that one of your co-stars in the show, she just spends all day shopping online. But what do you do when you're sitting there at your desk and you're not in the shot, but you might be at any minute? How do you amuse yourself?
I read banjo blogs.
No.
I swear to God.
Really?
I sift through bluegrass websites and...
What are the entries on banjo blogs like? It's like, day 48, still alone. I mean, what? Now, one last question before we go to the quiz. We saw you in Letterman, and you did your amazing Tom Brokaw impersonation, which was...
Oh, thank you.
Which is really stunning.
Thank you.
Can we hear a little bit of it? Because we mentioned it now.
Sure. The Israelis have once again launched an all-out attack on the Palestinians.
That's amazing.
But I also do an Al Gore.
Well, that's what we heard. We want to just get to this.
Yeah.
We heard that you do, and I don't know how you come up with this, a gay Al Gore.
Right.
And we really want to hear that for once in our lives.
If I were elected president, I would make absolutely certain that patent leather stiletto heels came in men's sizes.
Well, Ed Helms, we are so delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
Oh, no! It's L-shaped, and it's coming my way!
This week, as I'm sure you've noticed, because of all the spontaneous street demonstrations, it was the 25th anniversary of the classic computer game Tetris. So we're going to ask you three questions about that addictive game. That's when we have to arrange the falling bricks so they don't pile up all the way to the top. Answer two questions correctly, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's Voice, and their home answering machine, which is more than anybody ever won playing Tetris. Carl, who is Ed Helms playing for?
Ed is playing for Anthony Lewis of Portland, Maine.
All right, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
First question. In addition to being the single most popular video game of the last 2.5 decades, Tetris has achieved many other landmarks, including which of these? A, the National American Chamber of Commerce cited it as having reduced American productivity more than any other single cause. B, it led to the longest prison sentence ever given for playing a video game. Or C, it inspired a new officially recognized disease in optometry, Tetris Eye.
I'm going to have to go with B on that one.
You're going to go with B, the longest prison sentence ever for playing a video game. You're correct.
All right.
The longest prison sentence for ever playing a video game was 4 months. It was handed down to a man who refused to turn off his Tetris game when his plane was coming in to land at Heathrow Airport. Despite the instructions from flight attendants, they put him in jail for 4 months. Next question is very good. Tetris has triumphed in other areas of the culture as well, including which of these? A, a best-selling series of Russian novels about a kid who's recruited to be a spy because of his Tetris skills. B, the Tetris theme song, as arranged by none other than Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, was a top 10 pop hit in the UK. Or C, Ashton Kutcher has agreed to play the lead in a planned movie version of the game.
All right. I don't think B or C are very plausible.
You don't think the Andrew Lloyd Webber Tetris theme song?
By elimination, I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with the novels about the Tetris hero in Russian. No, actually, it was the Tetris theme song, but it was a pop hit.
What?
It's true. In fact, here is Andrew Lloyd Webber's arrangement of the Tetris theme song as heard in the British charts.
I know you're going to dig this.
There you go.
Wow, that took me back to my Broadway days.
I'm sure it did. Now, the last question is also about that song, that tune you just heard. Believe it or not, in the original version back in Russia, it had lyrics. The Tetris theme song had lyrics. Which of these is an actual excerpt from the lyrics in translation? A, "Oi, my crate is so light, the strap is no longer cutting into my shoulders." B, "We fit together like an L piece and two squares." Or C, "Here comes the advancing army in many bright colors to conquer us with joy."
Here comes the advancing army in many bright colors
That's the one you're picking?
I think I'm going to go with C, yeah.
You're going to go with Here Comes the Advancing Army, Many Bright Colors to Conquer Us with Joy as the lyrics to the Tetris theme song. It was A. Oi, my crate is so light. And strap is no longer cutting in my shoulders. You see, what we know is Tetris Theme A was actually an old Russian folk song about a traveling salesman who falls in love, and he was referring to the bag of stuff that he carried around with him.
Now, I mean, how does the word oi translate?
It's oi, you know, it's like oi.
I mean, is it the same in Russian?
It's oi, it's the same in Russian. Actually, I think actually in Russian the original is golly, but it's translated. No, it's oi, like oi, my oi, oi, my crate is so light. That's really, I'm not kidding.
All right.
We got it from Wikipedia. It has to be true.
Oi.
Carl, how did Ed Helms do on our show?
Ed needed at least two correct answers to win for Anthony Lewis, but he had just one correct answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Anthony.
It's all right. Ed Helms is starring in the film The Hangover, and, as you know, he plays Andy Narddog Bernard on NBC's The Office. Ed Helms, thank you so much for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
It was great to have you. Take care, Ed. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.